This is KBTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for July 21st, 2021. Jefferson County Public Health reported 4 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, for a total of 475 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Right now, there are 8 cases in active isolation and 5 test results pending. You can find the most up-to-date information on the Jefferson County Public Health website or the Jefferson County Facebook page. The Port Townsend City Council approved a slate of 7 new board members for the Fort Worden PDA on Monday, plus an additional new board member who was recommended by Mayor Michelle Sandoval. 10 candidates originally applied for a position on the new PDA board, which will take on the task of revitalizing and reorganizing the way the Fort Worden PDA works. A nominating committee then recommended 7 candidates to the City Council, which were approved on Monday. Brad Mace, Celeste Tell, David King, Eva Weber, John Begley, Roger Schmidt, and Victoria Brazides will all serve on the new PDA board. The council also approved an additional candidate submitted by Mayor Sandoval, Noshard Kadar, who previously served on the PDA board for a short stint ending in late 2019. This morning, a procession of boats sailed out of Point Hudson to gather in a flotilla in remembrance of master rigger and longtime Port Townsend local Brian Toss. Toss died last June after a battle with cancer, but due to COVID restrictions, family and friends waited to host a gathering until this summer. Toss was a world-renowned master rigger, author, knot expert, and lover of wooden boats. He hosted many classes and seminars on rigging, and he also wrote a memoir about what it was like to spend life up in the sky aloft rigging ships. He was well known among Port Townsend marine trades community and generally around town for his booming laughter, poetic way of speaking, and jovial nature. At 7:30 this morning, the boat procession began, and a model of Toss's catboat, Katie, was launched into the sea. And until 3 p.m. today, the Brian Toss Yacht Rigging Shop will be open in Point Hudson, so friends can stop by and share stories and music. The business information signs that line Water Street, which for some time have been out of date and lacking good information, have been repurposed into hidden history signs. The project, which was a collaboration between the city government, the Historical Society, Olympic Steam, and the Main Street Program, with funding from the city's lodging tax, repurposed the 12 signs downtown, plus 2 at the top and bottom of the Holler Fountain steps, into historical markers that offer tales and imagery from the city's past. And to make the new signage even more engaging, Key City Public Theater is hosting free one-hour tours where a Key City actor in historical garb takes viewers from sign to sign, sharing historical stories and insights. The tours will be taking place on the first and third Saturday of each month at 1 p.m. from now through December. You can sign up at PT Main Street's website. With the mask mandate lifted and COVID restrictions lighter than ever, downtown Port Townsend is coming back to life this summer. The Rose Theater, a much-missed local business, announced plans to reopen at the end of the month. A soft reopening will take place July 29th, with the grand reopening set for July 30th. Tickets go on sale today at 3 p.m. for 3 movies that will be showing: The Truffle Hunters, Summer of Soul, and Rita Moreno, Just a Girl Who Decided to Go for It. In addition to businesses reopening, a few new businesses have opened their doors downtown Port Townsend this month. Today marks the grand opening of La Cocina, a new Mexican restaurant on Taylor Street next to the Rose Theater. Started by Chimicum couple Lizette and Cassandra Garay, La Cocina is offering authentic Mexican food made with local ingredients from farms such as Red Dog, Finn River, and Midori Farms. And just around the corner, Vespertine Boutique, a women's sexual health and wellness store, has opened its doors in the past week. Owned by Port Townsend native Jamie Janes, Vespertine sells products to support women's physical and mental wellness for all ages. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.